Abhyat from the abdomen. Nalinat from the lotus flower. Aham, myself. Asam, took my birth. Maha Atmana, of the great person. Na Avidam, did not know. Yajna, sacrificial. Sambharan, ingredients. Purusha, of the Lord. Avayavan, personal bodily limbs. Rite, accept. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When I was born from the abdominal lotus flower of the Lord Mahavishnu, the great person, I had no ingredients for sacrificial performances except the bodily limbs of the great personality of Godhead. Purport. Lord Brahma, the creator of the cosmic manifestation, is known as Swayambhu, or one who is born without father and mother. The general process is that a living entity, a living creature, is born out of sex combination of male father and female mother. But Brahma, the firstborn living being, is born out of the abdominal lotus flower of the Mahavishnu, plenary expansion of Lord Krishna. The abdominal lotus flower is part of the Lord's bodily limbs, and Brahma is born out of the lotus flower. Therefore, Lord Brahma is also a part of the Lord's body. Brahma, after his appearance in the gigantic halo of the universe, saw darkness and nothing else. He felt perplexity, and from his heart, he was inspired by the Lord to undergo austerity, thereby acquiring the ingredients for sacrificial performances. But there was nothing besides the two of them, namely the personality of Mahavishnu and Brahma himself, born of the bodily part of the Lord. The sacrificial performances, many ingredients were in need, especially animals. The animal sacrifice is never meant for killing the animal, but for achieving the successful result of the sacrifice. The animal offered in the sacrificial fire is, so to speak, destroyed, but the next moment it is given a new life by dint of the Vedic hymns chanted by the expert priest. When such an expert priest is not available, the animal sacrifice in the fire of the sacrificial altar is forbidden. Thus Brahma created even the sacrificial ingredients out of the bodily limbs of the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, which means that the cosmic order was created by Brahma himself. Also, nothing is created out of nothing, but everything is created from the person of the Lord. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarvam pravartate. Everything is made from my bodily limbs, and I am therefore the original source of all creations. The impersonalists argue that there is no use of worshipping the Lord when everything is nothing but the Lord himself. The personalist, however, worships the Lord out of a great sense of gratitude, utilizing the ingredients born out of the bodily limbs of the Lord. The fruits and flowers are available from the body of the earth, and yet Mother Earth is worshipped by the sensible devotee with ingredients born from the earth. Similarly, Mother Ganges is worshipped by the water of the Ganges, and yet The worshipper enjoys the result of such worship. Worship of the Lord is also performed by the ingredients born from the bodily limbs of the Lord. And yet the worshipper who is himself a part of the Lord achieves the result of devotional service to the Lord. While the impersonalist wrongly concludes that he is the Lord himself, the personalist, out of great gratitude, worships the Lord in devotional service, knowing perfectly well that nothing is different from the Lord. The devotee therefore endeavors to apply everything in the service of the Lord, because he knows that everything is the property of the Lord, and that no one can claim anything as their own. This perfect conception of oneness helps the worshipper in being engaged in his loving service, whereas the impersonalist, being falsely puffed up, remains a non-devotee forever without being recognized by the Lord. Hare Krishna. So we'd like to welcome all the devotees for this morning Bhagavatam class. Thank you for coming. So in the previous chapters we saw how Narad Muni asked 6 pertinent questions, and in answer to those questions Lord Brahma is answering each one of them. And in today's verse we saw that how Lord Brahma is substantiating from his own example and experience that Supreme Lord is the material cause of this universe. The Supreme Lord Garbhadakshina Vishnu has given birth to the Lord Brahma. He does so without even the help of Mother Lakshmi, who is sitting next to him. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that how birth in the material world is only possible when there is mother and father, when they come together in union. But to prove his supreme absolute prowess, Garbhadakshina Vishnu produces Lord Brahma without anybody's help. That is what it means to become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, some lesser intelligent people, they claim that they are the Supreme Lord themselves. And there is another class of people who believe in such false theories. So such things are happening in the world. However, there is another class of people who claim that the spirit soul forgets that he himself is God, and by adopting some means, some kind of process, one can realize that he is Supreme Lord himself. And such theories are going on all over the world. However, none of these people, they do not know what it means to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus we understood now how Garbhadakshina Vishnu creates Lord Brahma. So that means one who claims that he is Supreme Lord, he should be able to produce without anybody's help. Okay, is it ever possible? Not possible. And not producing any ordinary living entity, but caliber of Lord Brahma. So among innumerable unbelievable mysteries of the Supreme Lord, here is one, that he is producing a personality who is none other than Lord Brahma and who becomes the secondary creator of this universe, which in itself is a great task. So such are the wonderful activities of the Lord. And now let us try to understand who this Lord Brahma is all about. And when we go through first and second canto, we come to know the glories of Lord Brahma. So they are enumerated here. So Lord Brahma is a qualitative incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That he is a secondary creator. He is understood to be in a mode of passion, because his job itself is creation. Creation involves passion. And he is directly born from Lord Vishnu. That is his greatness, as we just heard. He is created by the Lord based on his past merits. Not that all of a sudden somebody can become Lord Brahma. That's not possible. So one who follows perfectly the Vedic Varnashrama system of life for 100 continuous lifetimes, can one become Lord Brahma? So he is there on that post because he has those devotional credits. And thus he is created by the Lord and nominated as Lord Brahma himself. So his lifespan is something extraordinary, unparalleled. And that is said that 311 trillion and 40 billion years. It is simply a number for us. We actually cannot fathom what is the lifespan of Lord Brahma. And he is that personality who studied the Vedas 3 times and declared to the world that attraction to Lord Krishna is the highest perfection of one's life. And thus Lord Brahma is blessed by the Lord, that Lord Brahma is personally guided by the Lord by saying tapa, tapa. When he first born, took birth, there was nothing else. And then he heard these 2 words uttered by the Supreme Lord himself, tapa, tapa. So he is that personality who heard these first words of Lord Krishna, Lord Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And thus he is inspired by the Lord within himself, within his heart. And then Lord shook hands with him because he accepted the order given by the Lord. This is the first handshake. And then the Lord advised and blessed him to be without pride. And these are such wonderful blessings which he got from the Supreme Lord himself. And he is also known as a great benefactor. And his benedictions are very amazing. We see that those who want to get liberated, impersonal liberation, they worship Lord Brahma. Also those who desire dominion all over the world, they also worship Lord Brahma. And he believes, actually, he very clearly, honestly says that he is not the Supreme Lord. Although he is almost on the level of the Supreme Lord because he is a secondary creator, even then he says that I am not the Supreme Lord. Such a great honesty. Otherwise, anybody can become allured to think oneself as the Supreme Lord. But his honesty is very evident, that he clearly says that I am not at all the Supreme Lord. And he has firm conviction, faith, that because he has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, so therefore whatever he speaks come true. That is his belief in the lotus feet of the Lord. So Lord Brahma affirms that despite his greatness, he is unable to understand the Supreme Lord. Although he is a secondary creator and who studied all the Vedas 3 times, yet he says that I don't know the Supreme Lord. Such great honesty. And he has firm faith in the words of the Lord, although he was physically unapproachable, unperceivable. So such are the feats of the great Brahma. So he also, because he is a secondary creator, he brings forth many such great personalities like that of 4 Kumaras. And he is also the great father of great sages like Atri, Marichi, and Angira, Narad Muni, such great souls are produced by him, who are progenitors themselves. And he is also famous as Adi Kavi. Adi Kavi means he is the first living entity, original first living entity, who is also a great personality who studied the Vedas. He is called as Adi Deva because he is the first foremost demigod created by the Supreme Lord himself. And he is Swayambhu, he is supreme, and he is self-born without any father and mother. And he is also known as Brahmanapati. That means he is the master of all the Vedas. He is Dharmapati, father of all religious life, Lord Brahma. He is also known as Paraguru. That means supreme spiritual master. Because there is nobody else who can take this post of supreme spiritual master, because he is the first born living entity, therefore he becomes the first spiritual master, supreme spiritual master, Paraguru. And he is also known as Parameshthi because he is head of the entire universe. He is known as Parameshthi. Srijampati, he is the master of all the engineers and architects because he is the first secondary creator of this entire universe. He is also known as Prajapati. That means he is a great forefather for all of the living entities. And he is known as Prapitamaha. That means he is a great grandfather of everyone else. He is also known as Veda Garbha. That means one who is impregnated with the Vedas from birth. That is his greatness, that he is. He knows Vedas from his birth. Therefore, he is known as Veda Garbha. Tapiyam Stapiyam. Tapitam. That means he is the greatest of all the ascetics. Having performed great austerities for such a long period of time, that is 1,000 demigod years. You can imagine the life, the span of time he actually performs austerities. And also he is one of the great Mahajanas, because in order to understand the process of devotional service, we are supposed to approach Mahajanas, and he is one such great Mahajana. And on top of everything, he is the founder Acharya of our great Brahma Sampradaya. So such are the glories of Lord Brahma. He is such a great personality that nobody is equal to him, and nobody is greater than him in this material world. And even such a great personality, he is also criticized sometimes. Who criticized him? Of course, gopis. And of course, for the right reason, they criticized him, because he created the eyes which blink every now and then. Therefore, he was criticized. So no matter who you are and what you have accomplished in this world, we should be ready for feedbacks. And even without being asked. He is not asking for any feedback, just like we give feedback forms after the program. So please fill up the form. But here is Lord Brahma being criticized. Of course, that criticism is also out of great love for Krishna from these gopis, because they had such great love, because they wanted to see Krishna continuously, and these eyes were kind of obstructing them, so therefore they criticized Lord Brahma. And although such criticism is going on, but he just simply hears it and tolerates. He doesn't translate anything, saying anything. So, this is just a glimpse of the limitless excellence of the Supreme Lord, that he creates a personality like Lord Brahma, who is a secondary creator. And is it not a great foolishness out of all these living entities that they think that they can become Supreme Lord? And Therefore, although still the Lord has already claimed himself that natasya karyam karunam cha vidyate natat samasyadikasya drishyate parasya shaktir vividhaya shruyate swabhaviki jnana balakriya cha. These are the words of the Lord, that he says that natasya karyam karunam cha vidyate, that there is nothing else that I have to accomplish now, because everything has been already accomplished. And then he is clarifying natascha sama and adhikasya drishyate. There is nobody is equal to me, and also there is nobody who is greater than me. These are the directly words uttered by the Supreme Lord. But yet people, you know, they claim, they think that they can become equal with him. Parasya shaktir vividhaya shrute swabhaviki jnana palakriyacha. He gets things done, you know, without much endeavor, because he has great these energies, so he gets his job done without any difficulties. So in the purport we see that how Srila Prabhupada speaks about the science of animal sacrifice, and actually it is said that of course Srila Prabhupada comments in Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoting the verse from Brahma Vaivarta Purana, he says that Ashwamedha Gavalambam Sanyasam Palapaitrukam Devarayana Sutotpatti Kalau Pancha Vivarjayet. That means there are five acts which are forbidden in the age of Kali Yuga. They are performance of Ashwamedha and Gomedha Yajnas, that means where there is a sacrifice of horses and cows. That is not possible, that should not be done. It is forbidden. Also, the sannyas order of life should not be accepted, because that is prohibited. And offering of non-vegetarian foodstuffs to the forefathers during their Shraddha ceremony, that is also forbidden. And a man begetting children in one's brother's wife, Devarena Sutotpatti, these are the five acts which are totally forbidden in the age of Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada, however, comments on this verse. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 15, text number 14. Here the verse is Bhala Haila Vishwarupa Sanyasa Kurila Pitrukula Matrukula Dui Uddharila. The translation: my dear mother and father, the Lord said, Lord Chaitanya himself is telling, it is very good that Vishwarupa has accepted the sannyas order, for thus he has delivered both his father's family and his mother's family. It is sometimes said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disapproved the acceptance of sannyas order in this Kali Yuga, because the Shastra, it is said, that it's same Ashwamedha Gavalambam. So purport Srila Prabhupada clarifies, however. Nevertheless, we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepted sannyas and approved of the sannyas of his elder brother Vishwarupa. It is clearly said here that Bhala Haila Vishwarupa sannyas karila pitrukula matrukula duyudharila. Therefore, it should be thought that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made statements that are contradictory? No. Actually, he did not. It is recommended that one accept sannyas to dedicate his life for the service of the Lord, and everyone must take that kind of sannyas. For by accepting such sannyas, one renders the best service to both his paternal and maternal families. But one should not accept the sannyas order of the Mayavadi school, which has practically no meaning. Srila Prabhupada is clarifying here. And then he further says that actually Shri Shankaracharya's principle for the acceptance of sannyas were very strict. But later, the so-called Mayavadi sannyasis became degraded because of their false philosophy, which propounds that by accepting sannyas, one becomes Narayan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu projected that kind of sannyas. But the acceptance of sannyas is one of the items of the Varnashrama Dharma. How then can it be rejected? So, although it is mentioned that one should not accept sannyas, but however, Srila Prabhupada is clarifying by stating that how Lord Chaitanya himself accepted sannyas and his elder brother Vishwarupa also accepted sannyas, because it was meant for the service of the Lord and meant for the entire university. So, thus we always hear that how the Supreme Lord is always understood to be the enjoyer, proprietor and master of the entire universe. And every time he appears, and he appears, he displays his six opulences, and everyone gets attracted. And especially these Mayavadis, they get attracted to the Brahman effulgence of the Lord. That is just a bodily rays coming from the body of the Lord. And then they also claim that Aham Brahmasmi, I am that Supreme Brahman. But the word is only Aham Brahmasmi. It is not Aham Parabrahmasmi. Of course, we are Brahma, that means we are spiritual. We are not these bodies, we are spirit soul, that means that Aham Brahmasmi. But the point is that we are not Aham Parabrahmasmi, that means we are not Parabrahma. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramama. He claims that he is Parabrahma, isn't it? But we cannot do that, because we are ordinary Brahmas, that means we are just spirit souls. So, this time, just to trap these Mayavadis, the Lord has kind of changed his password. You know, generally we keep password and we know the password and we just directly enter in. But this time, it appears that Lord has changed his own password. What has happened is that he has come as the devotee of the Lord. Generally, he comes as the Supreme Lord, master and an enjoyer and proprietor of the entire universe. He came, but he did not claim himself as the Supreme Lord, but he claimed himself as a devotee of the Lord. So, and he also said that Gopir Bhartur Padakamalyor Dasa Dasa Anudas, I am just the servant of the gopis. So this time Mayavadis, if at all they want to imitate the Lord, they can imitate by claiming themselves as the servant of the Lord. Because now this time the Lord has come as servant of the Lord. Not, although he is Supreme Lord himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Absolute Truth, possessor of six opulences, husband of Goddess of Fortune, but still he says that I am just servant of the Lord. And if at all Mayavadis, if they want to claim themselves as God, here is another chance. And generally they imitate the Lord, so this time they have a good chance of imitating the Lord again. And of course, when they imitate the Lord this time, so they will have a better chance of delivering themselves, because the Lord has come in the form of a devotee of the Lord. And in every incarnation, the Lord comes with his various weapons. And this time also, he has come with his own weapons. What are those weapons? Sangha Pangastra Parshadam. His own devotees, associates are his actual weapons. And they are all very, very kind, more kind than the Lord himself, more merciful than the Lord himself, that is all these great associates like Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit and many more. All of them, they are known as the Parshadas or the weapons of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya is known as Chaitanya Vaidya. Vaidya means a doctor, a physician. And he is a special kind of a physician. He has brought a special medicine also. Yenechi Aushadiyara Nashivara Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lavatumimagi. That means this time he has come with a great medicine. That medicine, when we consume it, we are cleared of all the misconceptions and also the great disease of birth, death, old age and disease. Here is a doctor who hates the disease, not the diseased, isn't it? Generally, when the Supreme Lord comes, he actually annihilates the demons. But again, he has come here. If he wants to, you know, annihilate, then the entire world will be a graveyard. That is not possible. So therefore, he has come to treat the diseased, not to kill them. So therefore, that is a great wonder of the Lord, that is very mercifully coming and delivering. So thus, many times all these great incarnations, they have their weapons, as I said. And this time Lord Chaitanya did not hold any weapon, but he held what? Broomstick, isn't it? So who in the world, which is that Lord that who holds a broomstick in his own hand? And he teaches us how to clean the temple of the Lord. And more than that, how to clean our own hearts. None of the incarnation we see that doing this kind of a leela, isn't it? So that is the speciality of Lord Chaitanya, that he comes with broomstick and he teaches us how to clean the temple of the Lord and how to clear our own hearts by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have this great task of cleaning our own hearts. So, and also we see that Rupa Goswami, he has given further understanding in his Upadeshamrita. He says that Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pittopatapta Rasanasa Narochikanu Kintvadarad Anudinad Khalusaiva Jishta Swadvikramad Bhavati Tadgata Moolahantri. That means, this medicine we are supposed to take, which we take early in the morning. So, it is like a sugar candy. Although it is sweet like sugar candy, but one who tastes it, one who is afflicted by the jaundice, he finds it very bitter. What to do? Because the jaundice itself is like that. And one of our devotees, I think you all know about him, Achyut Govinda Prabhu. Achyut Govinda Prabhu. And he actually suffered from this disease some time ago, some years ago. And then he was, of course, admitted into the hospital and took treatment. And when he again started coming to the temple, I approached him and asked him, so, how did you feel? So, did you ever taste this? You know, we hear this statement by Rupa Goswami that it tastes like very bitter, even if you taste sweetest of the things like sugar candy or sugar cane juice. He said, actually, yeah, it is true. I tried tasting it. Of course, he took other kinds of medicines also, but he tried this also. But it tasted very, very bitter because of the bile secretion, that is a kind of disease. So, of course, he got once again cured and now he chants the holy name and then he is continuing. Is that the point is that one who is afflicted by this kind of a disease, certainly he feels that bitterness on his tongue. So, but then how to continue? The Lord, Rupa Goswami has further clarified. Adarad Anudinat. He says that every single day and with great awe and reverence we are supposed to chant. Because there are 10 offenses to the holy name, so that is first thing we do in the morning after. Before we chant the holy names, we actually remind ourselves. It is a great reminder for everyone to understand, yes, we are chanting these holy names, which are very easy. At least it appears like that, but we are also supposed to become free from these great offenses. So therefore, it is very evident and very important that we chant these 10 offenses and then we sit for the chanting of the holy names. But as it happens in this world, everything becomes monotonous after some time, isn't it? We chant those 10 offenses some of the times and then we continue chanting Hare Krishna because it's like an autopilot mode. So what happens? We just chant and then we complete our rounds and later on we realize, oh, of course I completed my 16 rounds. That is the state of affairs now. What to do? But we have to continue. And then also Rupa Goswami further clarified that we are supposed to chant this Hare Krishna mantra every single day and without any in between any gaps. Apratihata. Adarad Anudinat. Adarad is to avoid these 10 offenses and Anudinat is every single day. When we do that, then Swadit Kramat Bhavati Tadkada Moolahantri. It is said that just like disease is supposed to be rooted out. That is the job of the holy name. It roots out all the misconceptions and all the diseases of the living entity because that is a great medicine given by the Supreme Lord Himself. So, of course, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about all the ingredients for the sacrifice. There were none. I mean, Lord Brahma took those ingredients and then he started that sacrifice. And also, in Bhagavad Gita, we hear that Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi, isn't it? So among the great, all the sacrifices, Lord Krishna claims that he is a Japa Yajna, that is, to chant the mantras, especially we chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So let us chant Hare Krishna offenselessly and perfect our lives. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jaya. Nitai Gaura Premanande.